This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Well, Florida was back in the national headlines this week.
Retired Tampa cop Curtis Reeves claims a fellow moviegoer struck him in the face with an unknown object, which turned out to be popcorn.
The shooting death of a man in a Tampa area movie theater and an argument over texting during the previews before a screening put Florida front and center nationally as a state, well, where strange things seem to happen a lot. Where did Florida get that reputation of being the go-to state for weird news, like woman stabs man with squirrel? And does Florida deserve that rep? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, even Florida reporters regularly tweet the weirdness under the hashtag, Oh, Florida. But does Florida produce more off-key news stories than other states?
You know, I think we do. I think this reputation is well-earned. Long before the internet became a thing, many newspapers and television stations had a column or a feature called News of the Weird, and Florida was one of the chief suppliers of information for that feature. Why is that? Well, when you look at the rest of the country, we are pretty different. We have crazy animals like alligators and giant snakes. We have crazy weather. We have big cities with a lot of people, and we also have really strange backwater places. We have Disney World and other theme parks. And a lot of people come to Florida to remake themselves. So it really is a place where a lot of strange information and news evolves.
So it was a tragedy, this story this week. A man loses his life in a movie theater. But what made this week's Tampa theater shooting rise to the level of, well, there's another Florida story?
A couple of things. First of all, it happened in a really familiar setting, a movie theater where we all go. But then you juxtapose that familiar setting with something completely unpredictable, the senseless escalation of an argument over whether you should be texting during the trailers. On top of that, it was a retired cop who did the shooting. And now, on top of that, the defense is starting to talk about the popcorn that was thrown, and people are starting to throw around this coded language of the popcorn defense, and it all fits into the pre-established narrative of Florida being this bizarre place with bizarre laws. And especially with the rise of social media, everybody else can play that game now. So where it used to be just the editors who compiled the News of the Weird column talked about Florida, now everybody on Facebook can say, Oh, Florida.
I don't think that bodes well for Florida being able to shed this reputation as being the source of all weirdness, do you?
Well, you know, New York City used to have a very similar and deserved reputation. And New York is a completely different place now. So Florida would have to really settle down in order to change its reputation. Part of the problem now is there's all these people who are looking for stories to fill that narrative. And so I think it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Weirdest story you ever heard out of Florida?
You know, it's all the stuff out of the Everglades. The snakes eating the alligators and then blowing up.
I haven't heard that one.